I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 17th. The Quincy Planning Board has approved a proposal to expand the Quincy Center Redevelopment District. The board voted unanimously this week to expand the district from 62 to 130 acres. The new area includes the Acapulco's restaurant on Hancock Street in Quincy Center, which will be turned into a park for John Quincy Adams. The area north of Dimmock Street, including Planet Fitness for a planned Adams Presidential Center, and south to School Street. The expanded area also includes the Star Market and Granite Place shopping districts. Some people speaking against the expanded district express concerns about removing commercial property from the city's tax rolls. The amendment also extends the timeline to complete the Quincy Center redevelopment project by 20 years to 2047. The amendment still needs approval from the City Council and the state. The City Council will hold a public hearing on the plan Monday night. City Council on Monday night will also be considering approving the borrowing of $157 million for the construction of two new parking garages in Quincy Center. The funding would provide the garages for the planned new medical complex and the planned new apartment complex at the site of the former Ross parking garage in Quincy Center. Fox Rock Properties would build the medical complex to be operated by Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and Atlantic Properties would build the six-story, 300-unit apartment building that could also contain a Trader Joe's market. Also on Monday, councilors will hear what Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is suggesting for salary increases for the mayor and for city councilors. The Finance Committee will meet at 6:45, followed by the City Council at 7:30 at City Hall. A proposal for a four-story, nine-unit condo complex across from the Adams Birthplaces on Independence Avenue has been continued by the Quincy Planning Board. This week, officials agreed to continue that meeting until June 26th. After neighbors expressed concerns that the project was too tall for the area and did not provide enough green space, the developers agreed to eliminate the first floor commercial space and to move the building back 2 feet from the sidewalk and eliminate two parking spaces. But opponents said the project is still too tall and dense for the existing neighborhood. Opponents included Marianne Peake, superintendent of the Adams National Historical Park, and Richard Sweeney of the nearby Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals, along with Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash. Opponents also expressed concerns about how the project would impact traffic and parking in the area. The Zoning Board of Appeals will also discuss the project at their meeting on June 18th. A Quincy institution that's been around since the 1940s is closing its doors. The Wheelhouse Diner on Hancock Street in North Quincy is shutting down, with the news coming on the heels of a dispute between restaurant owner Leanne Vieira McDonough and the new landlord of the property. McDonough said the diner will close on June 30th. She said the 80-year-old building is deteriorating and that she does not want to keep investing in the property. McDonough does hint in a note that she's looking to open a restaurant in a new location, although it's not known if it would be another version of the Wheelhouse Diner. In a social media post, she states that, quote, "I do plan on moving on. You will see me again in a new location," end quote. Chow Chan, who is the principal of Hancock Realty Trust, bought the property early last year and has been attempting to evict Madonna since last October, with the plans being put up a multi-story structure with a diner on the ground floor, based on information from Helen Shiner from the Shiner Group Realtors of Quincy. But construction would not start for 3 or 4 years. Students at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth got an amazing graduation gift from their commencement speaker yesterday. Billionaire Robert Hale surprised more than 1,100 graduates with $1,000 each. There was one instruction to go along with the gift. Hale said $500 is for the graduates to keep, and $500 is for them to give to others. He invited them all to share in the joy of giving by gifting the money to a cause or person who needs it more than they do. Hale is the CEO of Quincy-based Granite Telecommunications, which he founded in 2002, and a co-owner of the Boston Celtics, Forbes estimates his net worth at $5.4 billion. And Hale has done the same thing before. Last year, he gave $1,000 to all 2,523 graduates at UMass Boston. And back in 2021, he gifted the same amount to 230 Quincy College graduates. College graduates can use the cash. It's been less than a year since the COVID-era student loan payment pause ended. The Education Department said roughly 40% of student loan borrowers who owed a payment when the pause ended in October of 2023 failed to make that payment by mid-November. Catherine Craven, who chairs the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, will be the guest speaker at today's 66th commencement exercises for Quincy College. The ceremony takes place at 11 a.m. at the Boston Marriott Hotel in Quincy and will be carried live here on QATV. Craven is Chief Administrative Officer for Babson College and a member of the Quincy College Board of Governors. She previously served as CEO of the Massachusetts School Building Authority, which helps to fund Quincy's new Central Middle and Southwest Middle Schools and will also help fund a new Squantum Elementary School. Craven also worked as Budget Director for the Massachusetts House of Representatives. She has a BA in History from Harvard University. Todd Angeli, who sings the national anthem for the Bruins home games, will perform the Star-Spangled Banner at today's commencement. The 40th annual Quincy Senior Olympics continued today with a nine-hole golf tournament at the Furnace Brook Golf Club and also horseshoe pitching and a basketball free throw at Pageant Field. A pickleball tournament will be held tomorrow at Broadmeadows Middle School. City of Quincy's free concerts at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center kick off tomorrow with music of the 40s and 50s from 1 to 7 p.m. Also tomorrow, volunteers will be visiting Quincy veterans at their homes to let them know about their veterans' benefits. The Quincy Veterans Office is teaming up with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office to try and visit as many veterans in Quincy as possible tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Call 617-376-1192 for more information. Check of business news this morning. Stocks open the day in negative territory. Dow down 38, NASDAQ dropped 44, S&P fell 11. World shares also lower. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, it's a decisive game six between the Bruins and Panthers. It's 7 o'clock tonight as Florida leads the series 3-2. Celtics don't know who they'll play yet in the Eastern Conference Finals, but Game 1 will be next Tuesday night at 8 at the Garden. Rays beat the Red Sox 7-5. Fenway last night. The Bees are in St. Louis tonight at 8:15. The National Weather Service forecast today, partly cloudy, high 66. Tonight, cloudy, low 46. Showers off and on tomorrow, high 63. Sunday, cloudy at a high of 65. Sunny on Monday, high 74. Out on the water, waves 2 feet, northeast wind 10 to 15 knots, high tide 7:35 a.m. Sunrise 5:20, set at 8 p.m. Traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open this morning at 7:30. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 17th.